We've always got you covered at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell. It is time for a give and go, some postseason primer. The 2015 NBA playoffs get underway this weekend. We're going to hit on the Western Conference. Actually, we already just did that in our previous segment. Hey, we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about the Eastern Conference and the matchups, specifically the Chicago Bulls and the Milwaukee Bucks. What a pleasure to welcome in one of our very own right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, Jason Gotch. He's up there in Chicago. You can listen to him each and every morning, or actually Saturday mornings on our network from 10 to 12 Central at YSR. Jason, it's good to have you with us on this Friday night.
Nice to talk to you, Alyssa.
You bet. Okay, so let's talk about the Bulls and the Bucks. Anxious to get a preview on this particular series. The Bulls get their 50th win of the season on Wednesday night. But how about the Milwaukee Bucks? I mean, what are your expectations in this particular matchup?
I think this was the best the Bulls could hope for in the first round. I actually like the fact that they got the 3 seed. Had they not gotten the 3 seed, they would have played the Wizards, who bounced them out of the playoffs last year. But the Bucks did beat the Bulls one time in Milwaukee within the last month. But other than that, the Bulls have dominated this series. Milwaukee's overachieved this season, especially considering Jabari Parker went out early with a season-ending injury. So this is a team in recent years the Bulls have had a lot of success with. And I think that's good because they battled the injury bug all season. You get Derrick Rose even more time to get back in the swing. Hopefully the Bulls get healthy. Joakim Noah's a little banged up. Kirk Heinrich's a little banged up. I don't want to write off Milwaukee, but if you're asking me what matchup I think is best for the Bulls in the first round, I really like the fact that they got the Bucks from their perspective, because I definitely think the Bulls are the better team.
You know, it's interesting, Jason. You referenced the matchup earlier. What it was, I believe, March 31st when the Bulls and the Bucks got after it, and it was very physical. In fact, the Bucks out-rebounded the Bulls 48-40. I'm going to anticipate we're going to see some elbows flying.
Yeah, I would think so. And also, the Bulls have been very surprising this season and uncharacteristic of a Tom Thibodeau team, where in the past, even when they've had the injuries, they've always beat the teams, at least almost always, that they should beat, the teams that you would consider somewhat of an inferior opponent. This year, you know, they'll play the Spurs tough, they'll play the Cavs tough, and then they'll lose a game to the Orlando Magic. So I wouldn't read too much into that, but certainly the Bulls need to kick it into gear physically in this series, and I think they will. I think some of the problems they've had in that department have been because they've had so many different lineups on the floor this year.
Jason Gotch is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's one of our very own. You can listen to him Saturday mornings from 10 to 12 Central right here at YSR. So, okay, if you're the Bulls, how do you game plan for the Bucks? I mean, what are the keys to come away with a win?
Well, they got to make sure that they play within their offense, and that's one of the things that the Bulls have done better this year, because they've got more scoring in the past than they have in the past. I mean, last year or in previous years when Derrick Rose went out, it was like, okay, well, they lost the superstar. Who's going to score the points? This year, rookie Nikola Mirotic coming over from Europe, he's proven he can score.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Gasol has played great for the Bulls. I don't think anybody expected him to be as healthy as he's been this season and as effective. They thought he'd be good, but he's been outstanding for them. I mean, you mix Rose and Jimmy Butler's emerged as a scorer this season. So the key is to play within the offense, rebound the basketball, and also defensively. That's kind of been a struggle for the Bulls at times this year. Again, uncharacteristic of a Thibodeau team. Usually the one thing you can count on is Tom Thibodeau teams play defense. This year, it's been hit or miss. So they got to play good defensively. They got to play within the offense. And also, Derrick Rose has to realize that he doesn't need to score like in past years. He needs to facilitate and run the offense, take his shots when they're there. But they don't need him to force it, because, as I said, they've got enough scoring this year. And I think that's one of the stories flying underneath the radar.
You know, Jason, you brought up a great point. Let's talk some more and zero in on Pau Gasol, because it really appears that his game has been re-energized since his arrival in Chicago and the opportunity to play for Tom Thibodeau.
It certainly has. And you hear things, Tom Thibodeau's old school. How does his style match up with these players? And does it wear thin? Well, no, not really. I mean, he's been here, you know, basically a half a decade at this point, Lisa. And these guys still play for him. Pau Gasol's a guy who won 2 championships. And Thibodeau's old school methods have worked fine with him. He's played great for them. And also, he's provided a lot of leadership, too, I think, and balance for, you know, some of the other guys like a Nikola Mirotic, who's also a European player, mm-hmm. or even Jimmy Butler, a guy who has emerged this year. By all accounts, a great guy with great work ethic. But still, you look at how Gasol, in his mid-30s, goes about his business. It's a great example for the rest of the players on the team.
Well, and the thing about Pau Gasol is that he had opportunities to go elsewhere. Why did he select Chicago?
I think it was because he looked at the Bulls and thought they were close to winning a championship. I think he liked the mix. I think he liked the organization. I think he felt comfortable with a guy like Tom Thibodeau because, as you know, all these players nowadays, they talk, they do their due diligence. They find out from guys who played with that team how exactly things really work on the inside, even if you're an outsider coming in. You got to find that stuff out. And I think it was comfort with the organization and also looking at the talent that they had that in a wide-open Eastern Conference, unlike if he would have stayed with the Lakers, for example, he wasn't going to win a championship anytime soon. But you look at the Bulls, and this certainly was a team that could contend, and I still think they're one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference, and they're going to be there at the end.
Well, Tom Thibodeau, he's got to love the leadership that Pau Gasol brings. I mean, obviously, it's going to be key for the Bulls to stay healthy, but when you've got a guy on your roster that has the championship experience, that's going to spill over.
Definitely. And that's one thing when you look at this roster, even when Derrick Rose is playing at a high level or a young guy like Jimmy Butler, even Joakim Noah, who we haven't talked much about, but he's been an anchor for that team and does all the little things. Every team in the league would love to have him. None of those guys have won a championship at the NBA level, and Pau Gasol's won two of them. So certainly this time of year, I'm a big believer in the human element of all sports, and especially in the NBA. I mean, I think leadership does matter and character and being able to withstand adversity, and those are all things that Pau Gasol has proven that he can do, and he can provide the leadership.
We're shining the spotlight on the Eastern Conference matchups, and one in particular, the Bulls and the Bucks. Talk to me, Jason, about Derrick Rose. What kind of impact can he have?
He can have a big impact, but I don't think, again, he has to be out-of-this-world superstar, guy scoring 28, 30 points a night for the Bulls to have a chance to win, because his shooting percentage is down this year. He doesn't need to force bad shots. We just talked about Gasol. We talked about Mirotić. We talked about Jimmy Butler. Joakim Noah does all the little things. They've got guys who can score, so I think the key for him is you're the point guard, run the offense, run it well, take your opportunities when they're there. But as crazy as it sounds, because it hasn't been like this the last few years, it's got to go to Derrick Rose at the end. It really doesn't this year. You've got enough options. So the key for him is, it's cliched, but it's cliched because it's true. Play within yourself. Don't force much. But if he runs that point guard position where he's the facilitator on the offense and takes his opportunities, I think that's exactly what the Bulls need.
Okay, so we've talked about the Bulls. Give some credit and love to Jason Kidd, because obviously he has steadied the ship. He has guided the Bucks into the playoffs, 41-41. It really has been remarkable to watch just how his players, Jason, they have completely absorbed his system.
Elissa, you're exactly right. And I remember when Jason Kidd got hired by the Nets and they got off to that bad start. People mm-hmm. would say, Jason Kidd can't coach. And then last year they made it to the second round of the playoffs and be like, you know what, that team with the Nets, they underachieved because they had those veterans. No, they didn't. They had a bunch of over-the-hill guys. Jason Kidd did a really good job from January 1 through the playoffs last year with the Nets. He goes to Milwaukee. He loses what is supposed to be, and hopefully for the Bucks, what still will be the cornerstone for the franchise, Jabari Parker, early in the season. And here they are sitting as the sixth seed in albeit a weak Eastern Conference. I think you're right. I mean, he's done it with two teams now, back-to-back years. I think for a young guy and a young coach, Jason Kidd is proving that he has the potential to be a pretty darn good coach down the road if he's not there already. So certainly he's rallied the team. They bought into his system. And I think it's an energizing time for the Bucks franchise. You got a big-name coach, at least he was as a player, and he looks like, as I said, he's going to be a real good coach for them.
Uh-huh.
But you also analyze how this franchise, if Jabari Parker does get back healthy, that there's a lot of hope for Milwaukee. So this is a good test for young players in Milwaukee. Even if they get bounced in the first round, it's a good test for them.
Jason, is that your sixth man on the bench?
I think you just saw the mailman.
Awesome. Okay, so the Bucks brace for the Bulls in the playoffs Saturday night against Chicago at the United Center. It is a 6 o'clock Central Time tip-off. That's going to be a wonderful matchup to watch. Do you think the Bulls, real quick, give me a quick hit, do you think they've got the ingredients to win it all?
I do. I really do. I think they can win it all. I think the Cavs are the biggest stumbling block, but I'm not 100% sold on Cleveland like a lot of other people. I think it's Bulls and Cavs in the second round. I think that decides who goes to the NBA Finals from the East.
Okay. That, of course, was Jason Gotch with YSR out of Chicago. Great guest. We will definitely have you back. Thanks, Jay.
I look forward to it, Elisa. Thanks.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.